This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Trust in the South African police service has plummeted to a record low, with only 22% of South African expressing confidence in the institution. These are findings contained in a Human Sciences Research Council survey that was released on Monday. We're talking this morning to criminologist and head of Department of Law, Safety and Security Management at the Tshwane University of Technology, Professor Kholofelo Rakwebu. Prof, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning to the listeners.
Now, Prof, quite concerning when trust between society and the police is unstable. Let's maybe go over some of the things that puts this trust at risk.
It's the trust between the community and the police. Those issues are multifaceted, are multi-layered. We will tap into the history of apartheid. Some community members, if you were to ask, why don't you trust the police? There's still that legacy. Just because your great-grandparents or you've heard of the police in the past being involved in politics or being used and this and that, still you do not believe to date. Whether they do good or not, that history you do not trust. Right? Then now, the issues around service delivery, long-standing issues within the SAPS, that taps into resource gap. We all understand that the police-community ratio is a problem, and police are unable to police a community that is not even well packaged or well-numbered. Remember, within our communities, we have undocumented migrant workers and so forth. So now, besides those, the police community ratio is a problem. They do not have enough resources to cover communities, and that impact on trust, because as communities, we tend to forget that community ratio issues or resource issues or even lack of tools of trade and many other aspects that hinders the police to respond effectively to crime or investigate crime properly. And again, long-standing issue, corruption within the system, like we're hearing now, political infiltration and the existence of syndicates and so forth, that has a negative impact and long impact in the trust. Communities, it will take time to regain the police trust. And again, lack of accountability. Members feel as if there's so much lack of accountability within the SAPS. And again, community politics also impact on the community trust on the police, because the community's political landscape suggests whether the community will work with the police or not. Because of what? Their political affiliation and political leadership. They can drive the trust issues and cause a wave in between the community and the police. And again, the poor community engagement, sometimes lack of engagement between the police and the community leads to lack of trust, because the community end up having a misconception on unrealistic expectations from the police, and such can really impact on the issues of trust, because you expect something that the police can do, and communities are not well educated at some point with regard to what the police can do and cannot do. You find a lady going to the police to say, my boyfriend does not give me money, or my child did not sleep at home and she's 22. So, and they expect action, swift action from the police. So such misconception are really, really impacting on the trust and collaboration issues between the two parties.
Yeah. Prof, I think you've done a great job in identifying, you know, where the issue lies. But as a parting shot, just briefly, I know it can't really be a brief answer, but at this point, what should happen next? You identified time as one of the factors that we're in, you know, as a problem, accountability, political landscape. Is there a way that we can try to gain trust, or the force can gain trust of the people?
No easy way, but it's worth a try. Promoting ethical policing and mostly addressing resource gap, because that resource gap can assist the police respond effectively. And the comprehensive strategy is to rebuild community confidence, engage them, and promote culture of police accountability. There must be constant collaboration, constant communication, involve the police, teach the communities on what the police can and cannot do. But again, deal with corruption to regain the trust. And how do you deal with corruption? Promote culture of speaking out, just like it's what's happening in the country. And no stone should be left unturned. Speak out, and we should also work on whistleblower protection so that communities can be able to stand out and speak on issues, and even members of the SAPS be able to be free and be protected to speak out so that the issues that the empire service delivery from police side can be addressed. The resource gap is a problem. Availability, responding to crime, investigating crime and giving feedback and so forth. If you can work on that, that can assist in regaining community trust and work with them.
Prof, thank you so much. Your words ringing true for what is currently needed in the country. That's criminologist and head of Department of Law, Safety and Security Management at the Tshwane University of Technology, Professor Kholofelo Raku.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.